Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to video four of the Richard and John topic for paper two. This video is going to focus on town and country life. So again, remember for your paper two, pardon me, for Richard and John, there are three different areas. You've got the reign of King Richard from 1189 to 1199, the reign of King John from 1199 to 1216, and medieval life. How were people living during the entirety of that time? This video focuses on that sort of third element, in particular on how peasants were living in towns and in the country, and how that changed and how that was different from each other. And that's really sort of one of the features that sort of typifies or characterizes the differences between various peasants living in the country at the time. So here we go then. I'm going to jump straight in with town life. Okay, so towns in the Middle Ages started to expand. They were growing. Before this, you know, sort of everyone lived in the country. But during 1199, this is the era when they were really starting to expand. So we're not talking, you know, Victorian city size here, but we are talking, you know, the establishment of town life. Old towns grew and new towns were being founded because of trade. Trade was booming during medieval times. Throughout the country and even a little bit abroad as well. Despite that, and despite the fact that towns were different from the country, they did kind of resemble each other. The buildings did resemble each other, so they were very similar in appearance. Okay, so life in towns is very different from that in the country. If you lived in a town, you would experience a different life. And mainly, we're talking about the difference here between being considered a freeman and a villein. So remember from the last video, villein serfs were tied to the manor. They were tied to the land. They had to work it. They couldn't even marry without permission. They couldn't leave without permission. In towns, life was different. Most town dwellers were free. They didn't belong to a lord. Okay, this meant they could choose their own employment. So they became tradesmen like blacksmiths and carpenters and bakers and merchants. All right, some townsmen were very poor. They had to work as servants or laborers for other tradesmen. But most importantly, they were paid in money. And this gave them that little bit of freedom. This meant that they could spend that money on whatever they wanted, like, you know, merriment, enjoying themselves. Okay, town dwellers had to pay a tallage. A tallage is a tax, all right, to the king. So they weren't spared. They still had duties as part of the feudal system, but they had that little bit of freedom. All right. Just like the rest of society, which I think is the next video, actually, the church was central to people's lives, just as it was in town. There would have been a church in the center of the village, and people were expected to attend church on Sundays, and often as well went to the market, which would have been held in the church grounds as well afterwards on a Sunday. Also, many of the festivals and sort of, you know, fun times that people had were tied to religious festivals, so they would have spent time within the church that way as well. As in villages, towns contained plots of land where people grew food for themselves and also to sell. Local villages and townspeople sold their surplus food to goods and towns and market, you know, which gave them a little bit of extra money to do with what they wanted. Towns were often surrounded by walls, stone walls, to protect them from thieves, particularly those towns that may have been, you know, on the border of, say, Wales. All right, and again, this is part of the feudal system. They would have been protected within them. Sometimes, you know, you had watchmen or men at arms patrolling the time at night. Patrolling the town at night as well. Some houses had shops at the front. As I say, markets were held on Sundays. Traders paid rent for a table or stall. Larger towns paid the king for a license to hold fairs where goods and animals were sold, and people enjoyed drinking and sporting events and just general merriment. Villagers visited nearby towns to sell their produce and buy things as they needed. Okay, buying and selling took place in the towns every single day, and the king collected taxes on every single purchase. King John, of course, does that with a tax called the 13th, which we'll look at later on, which was a huge tax levied upon people to pay for winning Normandy back after he lost it. Another feature of towns is authorities. Okay, they maintained the roads, they maintained the bridges, and this helped town dwellers and visitors to make trade easier. And that's what towns are about, guys. They're about trade, commerce, and money. Okay, and this was important because each bit of trade that took place, a proportion of that went as a tallage or as a tax towards the king. Okay, some roads and bridges would have even had tolls, just like, you know, the M6 toll roll today. So they would have had to pay tolls, again, more tax for the king. In a town, most people were even tradesmen, so they would be trained as apprentices through a guild. So a guild, kind of like a medieval brand name, right? It's a way of guaranteeing the quality of goods. So, you know, if you belong to a particular, I don't know, blacksmith guild or a particular carpenter guild, and you were buying goods from that person, you know they belonged to that guild. In order to be in that guild, they had to produce work of a certain quality, or else they would have been kicked out of the guild. So if you went to buy, I don't know, a piece of armor from a blacksmith, and you know they belong to a particular guild, you could guarantee that that work was of a certain quality. So as I say, kind of like a medieval brand name. So tradesmen often belonged to guilds and had the right to trade in a town in return for some tallage or taxes. You also have merchants. Merchants were tradesmen. They sold food or raw materials, textiles in towns across England. Some of them may have even have travelled around as well, selling their goods to manors as well as towns. And again, merchants had to pay tallage or had to pay tax on every single transaction. Some merchants became extremely wealthy, all right, and they were often welcomed into towns where they could share that wealth. All right, so to recap then, towns were a place of commerce. They were where goods were bought and sold. People within them tended to work for money rather than working the land like they do in the country. They tended to be tradesmen or merchants, but most importantly, they were all freemen. They could come and go as they pleased. This is very different from life in the country. If you lived in a country, you would live in on a manorial estate. So that would be, you know, an area of land in the country. Your lord would probably live in a castle or in a manor house. Okay, there would probably be a church in on the manor somewhere as well, because of course, religion's central to people's lives, regardless of whether you lived in the town or city. If you lived in the, sorry, town or city, town or country, if you lived in the country, your life would be dominated by working the land. You would be a villein or you'd be a serf, and you would be tied to the land. You could not come and go as you pleased. You had to have your lord's permission, even if you wanted to marry. All right. Some people did run away and ran to towns. The law said that if you managed to escape and live free for a year and one day, you would become a freeman. So some people did do that, but most people stayed. Most people stayed and worked the land where they felt protected, you know, and they had everything they needed. You know, that free lifestyle, that freeman lifestyle didn't appeal to everyone. All right. So land for farming was divided into strips. Each field grew a single crop. So we're talking, you know, wheat, barley, rye, oats, depending on the soil. All of the work was done by peasantry, either serfs or villeins. And if a yield was low, and there was a poor harvest, then there would be food shortages and starvation. And this was fairly common in the medieval times. Some peasantry would look after animals such as cows, sheep, pigs, and they were kept to provide materials for clothing as well as meat for food. They grazed on common land around the village, and at night they would have been put into barns by the peasants. Okay. Work on the land was carried out from dawn until dusk, guys. It was a tough life. It was really, really hard. As I mentioned in a previous video, this work would have been seasonal and would have taken the form of many different things, including, you know, sowing seed, harvesting crops, or clod breaking. Clod breaking is when they're literally smashing up the hard soil to be able to plant crops. And it didn't matter whether you were man, woman, or child, you were all expected to work the land. Very, very important. As I mentioned before, the Lord would live in his manor. He would have bailiffs as well, or managers, to go around and collect a proportion of the goods that you produced on their land to then to be provided for the Lord himself, or for the Lord to then sell in towns to make money. Okay, and that's what the system was about, guys. Okay, if you were a peasantry at the bottom of the feudal system, the focus was very much on providing food for the whole country. Food, materials, clothing. That's what this system was about. It was hard life, they worked long hours, and they would have lived in a one-room sort of cruck house as well. So these would have been, very poorly constructed houses with thatched roofs. Unfree peasants owned by the Lord had to work on his land for a proportion of their time as well. So they worked on their own land, gave a proportion of their yield to the Lord, and then also would have had to have worked on his specific own land as well. Okay, they were given strips of land to grow food to feed themselves and their family. They were not paid money. And that's what's important, because that's what sort of characterizes the difference between a freeman and indeed a villeina or peasant who we're talking about right now. Some freemen did work land, but they would have paid rent for their land and then would have employed workers as well. Some freemen as well would have worked on their lord's land, but they would have been paid. This was rare. Most peasants, okay, most villeins were not freemen. They were tied to the land in return for their lord's protection. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think that pretty much goes through town and country life there. A lot of information thrown at you in that video, but I hope that's been useful to you. As always, ladies and gents, keep working hard, and hopefully you'll join us for video 5, when we're going to be looking at the importance of religion within medieval society. Thank you very much, and I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye then.